Welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus and the Archangels, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and together ignite love in the world. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And welcome to the show. I am so grateful that you are here tuning in. I've got my hand on my heart, sending out love and connection and receiving it back. Just letting us join here through these airwaves. I'm so glad you are here. And the topic we are going to be exploring today is relationship. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, we'll be looking at special relationships, twin souls, and soulmates. And I'm going to be reading from chapter 22 in Love's Curriculum, the book, Special Relationships. And I will be letting Jesus guide us here a lot today in terms of doing a little more reading from that chapter and all the learning and teaching that is in there, as it feels very important. In fact, that chapter came to me out of order on December 31st at the end of the year as I was scribing Love's Curriculum. If you don't know, this whole radio show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that I scribed for the High Council. And so this chapter came out of order at the end of the year because of Valentine's Day coming and this desire for the High Council and Jesus to teach us about special relationships, about soulmates, partly because it's become such a hot topic. And many have longed for that soulmate to complete them. When in truth, that completion comes from our connection with ourselves and with the divine. So we'll be looking at that today. And a little bit of background, if you are brand new to the listening here to Love's Curriculum, welcome. And this show does come out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which you can find on Amazon, where it became an international bestseller. And it is a book that brings through the messages from the spiritual realm, from Jesus and the archangels and other spiritual teachers who have gathered as the High Council to guide us, to lead us, who are working with the Holy Spirit to help us awaken to the fact that we are love and loved, and that we are guided by the Holy Spirit and divine helpers, and to also open to a universal knowing of God, that the language of God, although you may choose one language for your path, that God goes beyond any culture or custom or language. So Love's Curriculum is a very inclusive spirituality as well. And it came to me, the book, when I got a tap on my shoulder from the divine that said, hey, you've got an assignment for us. And it was a journey of becoming comfortable with that. Fear of being judged as crazy, too far out there. Old fears about being burned at the stake came up. What would my family think? And luckily, I had friends who were there to guide me, as well as those who've gone before me, like Helen Schuckman, who scribed A Course in Miracles. And Love's Curriculum is very much related to A Course in Miracles. Or Neil Donald Walsh. And Abraham Hicks. And many others who are doing this work of being messengers for the divine, direct conduits. And that's what comes through in Love's Curriculum, these messages for us to help us awaken. And interestingly, though, I originally worked as a lawyer years ago. And on my first day of my job, I had a wake-up call from my soul, truly. And it hit me that I had another path that was mine to live, that I was off track. And so I started to realign with what my heart and soul wanted to do here. And for me, that took me from being a lawyer and having had a Lutheran upbringing that was positive, but it was beginning to feel restraining on this big spiritual exploration and journey, finding all those Hay House authors and Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, Caroline Meese, and really learning about oneness and the divinity in all of us. And then that journey continued through divorce, through retraining and counseling, to this wake up again of my assignment to Scribe Love's curriculum. And I am grateful, grateful that I can be here of service and to bring through the divine connection for you so that it may be alive and well in you, and that you too may connect with your divine guidance and your soul's purpose, so that together we can be love in the world. We can be the light. We can make the difference. We can find peace within and create peace without. So that is what we are up to here on the Love's Curriculum radio show, and what the book is all about, and what my mentoring programs and circles and groups that I run and courses are all about. Remembering that you are love and loved and divinely guided with a purpose here, and that together, together we join as a team for love to change the world, to lift and awaken together. So let's start with this now, this topic of relationships, twin souls, soulmates, and specifically what Jesus has to say from chapter 22 in Love's Curriculum. So before we dive in any deeper, though, I want to offer up a prayer of surrender and intention for our time here together. And so if you wish, you can join me in closing your eyes and placing your hand on your heart. And I just ask now that, Spirit, you come through all of us, that you bring my words, or come through my words, that you guide my words, that you guide the listening here, that you guide it to the highest good of each one listening, to the highest good of all, and in the name of love. All right, so relationships. I say it many times because what a hot topic. How many of you can relate to thoughts about relationships, struggles in relationships, dreams about relationships, desires in relationships as occupying a large percentage of your mind and heart? Relationships, when they're good, they bring us up. And when they're not doing well, they can so, so, so affect all areas of our lives. We are beings of connection and relationship. So it makes sense that they occupy a huge amount of our concern, of our desire, a huge component of our life. And it's not just relationships with a lover or a boyfriend or girlfriend or in a marriage or partnership or a date. Relationships are everywhere. We have a relationship with ourselves, our relationship with our children, our relationship with a partner, our relationship with our family, our relationship with our coworkers, our relationship with pets, our relationship with the world and our career, our relationship with our purpose, and our relationship ultimately with God, the source, with the divine. Found through relating to ourselves in new ways, found by going within, where we see that we are connected, where we are in relationship with a higher power. And as I was preparing for this radio show episode on relationship, I was feeling really grateful, really connected that we have guidance from our angels and from the divine, from God, from Jesus, from books, from the Bible, from Love's curriculum, from A Course in Miracles, from relationship books, relationship gurus, from poetry. We have many, many, many things guiding us onto relationship. And yet that can also feel confusing to have so much information out there. How many of you have a huge self-help stack of books, many on relationship or relationship with yourself or your weight or your health or others? And so let's see if we can break it down a little more to a more fundamental view of what is relationship about. If we look at it from A Course in Miracles view and from what we're going to read in Love's curriculum, this idea that relationships are vehicles for awakening, for healing. They're vehicles for expressing God's love. And that we can express through our relationships this love that we are, this love that God is. And yet so often it is not where we feel the most love as well. In relationship, we also experience abuse and fighting and feeling alone and codependency and attack and complications and frustrations. So this beautiful relationship that can be a guiding our fundamental light in the world, this thing of relationship that is our very nature to be in relationship with God and with all else in the world, how it is also wrought with such complexity and difficulty, but also amazing healing and love and happiness and fulfillment. And so we'll look today about how relationship is there to help us heal, to awaken to a greater love, to be able to express an unconditional love, and that it is a journey of learning and growing, and that all relationships can help us, those that are peaceful and those that feel difficult. So without further ado, I am going to start with chapter 22 here, because it is such a great instruction manual, and it was specifically given to me in before Valentine's Day when I was scribing Love's curriculum. That would have been back in 2014, I believe, and it was given to help with some of the confusion that comes up around Valentine's Day. And so what better time than to be looking at this, as we are only a week from Valentine's Day, just a little over a week here. And as I read, think about what's coming up for you even now. What comes up for you as Valentine's Day approaches? Is it something you look forward to, or does it bring up loss and heartbreak? Do you get caught up in trying to find that perfect one to make it the perfect day? Or have you gotten very cynical about love and Valentine's Day and just want to blow it off? So just allow however you are presently with Valentine's Day to be here as we read about relationship. And so I invite you to get comfortable, to close your eyes if you wish, and let the words just land in your heart and soul. Don't need to figure it out here. Just let the teachings come. And this is in the voice of the High Council. And here we are, chapter 22 from Love's curriculum, entitled Special Relationships. We wish to speak with you on the matter of good and evil and twin flames or twin souls that seem to manifest in two different times and spaces. As it is all just one soul, and there is no time and space that divides the whole into seemingly separate souls that could be twins, please do not get caught up in this idea of twin souls or soulmates or finding the one. It is possible to find the one in all and everyone, for that is the truth. The one is in you and me and all. It is your relationship to God, to Source, the source of all good and seeming evil. Evil is not a counterpart to good. There is no such thing as good and evil and sin and wrongdoing and you and me and them and us. We are one, united in the whole. That is the truth, despite the seeming illusions in this dream of separation, where it seems you may travel far and wide in search of good, in conquest of evil, in search of the one or a soulmate. But wake up and see that good is in all, that the one is in all. Then you are truly connected and you experience the feeling of home that you thought the conquest or the twin soul would provide. And yet there are specific souls that you meet and work with that bring a sense of home as you find each other. And some you may identify as a twin soul, or you might call a soulmate. A twin soul may be a brother or a sister or a friend. It changes from lifetime to lifetime as well. A guide, a prisoner, a lover, a jester. Twin souls are seemingly separate souls that have chosen to remind each other of how to awaken to the truth. It may seem that you travel with a twin soul or a soulmate, someone that you have identified as such. And you may work together as a team in form or not in form, and whether you are aware of it or not, it can still happen that way as well, without your knowledge. And know that all have soul families, soul groups, helping each other to awaken to the truth. In every case, it is always about awakening. Even when the soul group is helping you with your seemingly individual purpose, it is always about the greater purpose of the whole waking up. But also know that all souls are helping you to awaken, each and every one, as well as the animals and nature and all of God's creation in form, and us in non-form as well. The Holy Spirit may use all in his purpose to help you awaken again to the truth and the light of love. Even in the case of a seeming enemy, they are a friend, a soul, helping you to awaken to light and truth and love. So we share this information here now to relieve any pressure you may feel that you must find and meet and make a known connection with your twin soul or soulmate. There are many avenues home, many paths. Some include knowing a twin soul or soulmate, and some do not need to have that knowledge or take that path on their journey. Always know, even if you are searching for a soulmate or twin soul, that all souls are here to help you. Do not go astray. Do not lose sight of that. Do not be deceived by thinking you must find your twin soul or soulmate. Know that it is of the ego if you believe that your salvation lies in only one outside of you, who appears to be outside of you. Everyone you meet and do not meet is here to help you and you to help them. There is no the one, and yet there are souls to meet and to work with on assignment with each of you. Find them you will. And sometimes you will find a lifelong partner. But that is not the way for all. And sometimes that partner will feel like a twin soul, someone you are connected to and at home with, because you have traveled many lifetimes together and agreed to help each other. But do not make more of the special relationship than is there. Do not let the search for the one or the finding of a soulmate or a lifelong partner take you from remembering that you are a part of the all. The ego would try to use your relationships as a way to take you from seeing love in all, from knowing the truth of all. Allow the truth instead. Allow the truth to fill your mind with light and to fill your relationships with the love of God, not the ego's view of love as specialness. There is great mystery surrounding the idea of soulmates and twin souls. We need you to see beyond thinking salvation lies in finding a soulmate or in another. Your salvation lies in all others, not in a special relationship formed by the ego. Yes, love and have special relationships, the support of particularly close and important people. But remember that this one is just the face of Christ shining on you. Christ that is in all and every face. Allow special feelings of closeness to those who matter most to you, those who have taken a form to be close to you and to help you, but not at the exclusion of loving all. The ego would use your special relationship as a weapon, a shield, a sword against love. A defending of the specialness and us against them, belief in separation. Instead, allow your heart to witness truth and to be a witness to the truth that we may love certain people as close to us and important in specific ways, and let that add to and expand and grow the greater universal love we have for all mankind, for all humankind, for animals and plants, and Mother Earth and beyond. It is the love of all and everything, including yourself, as you are included in the all. It is a love that goes beyond time and space and form. Bring that love here in your relationships and let it resonate and reverberate in the song of love and peace and unity beyond all time and space. Let love be. Let love into all aspects of yourself that you see projected outside of yourself as seeming separate people and forms. Let us witness to your grace, to our grace, to the grace that is in all. Let your heart encompass the entire world beyond just those who are close and important. Include them, yes, and specifically. And then let that love you have for each other be a model of love in the world. Always let it expand your love and awareness, as opposed to the ego using it as a tool of separation and specialness. Let your love for each other raise you up into the glory of God. Let each love you have for a specific someone or something be a symbol of the love of God. A micro version of God's macro version of love. Each love you have for a specific part of the whole is infused and represents is a symbol for the love of God for his children. Let your love for each other raise you up to the love of God versus shield you from all the love. So relax around the need to find the one. Go confidently, knowing that the love of God is with you always and no matter what and in all forms you see and take beyond time and space into eternity. Now that is comfort for the heart and soul and comes from no one specific person or thing. And yet it can be felt through one specific person or thing or animal as a symbol and again, a micro version of the macro love of God. So do love each other and specifically, but again, not at the expense of loving the whole and seeing Christ in all. Let your love for specific people, animals, things, and places fuel the fire of God's love in you and in all around you. Let it fill you with gratitude and grace, each specific love being a symbol of God's everlasting love for all. And so it is. Into infinity and beyond, it just is. All right. So there you have chapter 22 from Love's Curriculum. And what I want to invite you to do as we head into Valentine's Day and all of the symbols and hearts and roses and the word love that is printed everywhere in abundance at this time, may we see it as representing a love beyond just that romantic relationship. As Love's Curriculum said, let each of our special and specific relationships and those we love, let them be a symbol for the love that is in all things, that connects us all, that is God's love, that we could love all people and the planet, Earth herself, and all animals. And so when you see the hearts, the symbols of Valentine's Day, may we let them inspire in us God's love, that greater love, and let it fill and encompass the entire world. All right, so we're going to take a very short break here, and then when we get back, I am going to tune in and directly bring through live here the High Council and what messages they have for you here today and in this week or so before Valentine's Day. We'll be back shortly. While we are taking a short break here, I want to let you know how grateful I am that you are here listening. It is such important work that we are doing together, and your light is so necessary at this time. If you want to connect more with me, the High Council, and the teachings in Love's Curriculum, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn all that is available. From free meditations and downloads to strengthen your intuition, to mentoring and monthly programs and retreats and workshops, support is here for you. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Love's Curriculum, and I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell. And this show comes out of my work with the High Council and the book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which if you are interested in getting a free assigned copy, go to www.lovescurriculum.com/book. And you can learn about how, if you just pay for the shipping and handling, I would love to send you a signed copy. So again, go to lovescurriculum.com/book to learn how to get your copy. So today, today we have been exploring relationships with Valentine's Day coming up. And specifically about love, love in relationships, how our relationships can be a symbol of God's love, and how love is found in all, not just in a one, or that sense of one who would complete us, but that love comes from connecting with the love in all, ultimately, and with love in ourselves and with God. So right now I'm going to tune in to the High Council, who includes Jesus as its leader and all the archangels and other spiritual teachers and connection to the ascended masters of different religious faiths and teachings, a group of the highest light who is here to guide us on this awakening, to remind us that we are loved, that we are divinely loved and divinely guided with a purpose here, your own unique purpose and how you bring love and light to the world. And so to prepare, I'm going to invite you to join me in a grounding exercise, I call it. It's a breathing and energetic exercise to connect us to heaven and earth, to open the heart to that divine love, a journey we've already started by listening to the words of Love's Curriculum already. But I invite you, if you wish to join in this, it will help create a connection here that is open. It will help expand your own energy and open you to the messages that I'll be bringing through. And so it also helps prepare me. So let's do it together. I think that this exercise could bring a lot of peace to the world because it really brings us present to love and not fear, present to the messages of the divine and the Holy Spirit. It brings us into peace and alignment so that we can be love in the world. So I find it's a very helpful experience to ground, to become aligned, and to become open-hearted here. And open to the divine love and guidance and purpose that is yours. So let us start by closing our eyes and taking a big breath in and out. Good. Now you may notice I'm making some sound on the exhale or a sigh. So I invite you to release in that way. Release some of that tension or what you've been bottling up. So on this next inhale and exhale, releasing with sound if you want, and with the conscious intention that you are now releasing any stress, worries, things that you are thinking about that are taking you out of the present moment. So big breath in and out. Good. And on this next inhale and then exhale, I invite you to consciously, intentionally release any concerns of what you need to go to next, any to-do lists that are still rummaging around in your mind, taking you out of the moment. So big breath in and out. Releasing. Good. And then place your hand on your heart or that center of your chest, your heart chakra. And I invite you to begin to breathe, focusing your breath into your heart center and out and in and out. Good. Activating that center of love and divine love and compassion. And then draw your attention to your feet. And crossing your legs if they're crossed so that both feet are on the floor. Or if you're sitting cross-legged, just focus now on your root chakra, where your bum is touching the chair or the floor. And so noticing where your feet, where your first chakra, your bum, are touching the ground, the chair. So here I'm going to focus on the feet just for simplicity, but adapt it as needed. So notice where the soles of the feet touch the floor. Do you notice temperature? What temperature is it? What sensation do you notice? Good. And now I want you to imagine, intend, sending roots at the soles of your feet. Roots that go down, down through the floor or floors, down into the earth. And these roots can go further down, or they can spread out to anywhere in the world. And so with your intention that they go just where you need them to go, trusting that they will find their way. And then letting these roots come to rest and to anchor. And now we ask God, Source, Creator, all that is, Mother Earth, Divine Mother, to send up any earth energies that you are needing here today. Any energies for healing, for regeneration, for energy, for nurturing, for refreshing, whatever it be, healing. Let these energies now come up through the roots, up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up into your belly, all the way up into your heart center. And hand on your heart, breathing again with the focused intention to breathe into your heart and out. And now with each heartbeat, with each breath, the earth energies are radiating out, spilling out to fill your entire body, your arms, your legs, your neck, your head, your belly, your fingers. And then noticing these earth energies are filling out just beyond your body as well into your auric field, supporting this entire being that you are, both physical and energetic, or solid and energetic. Good. And continuing to breathe into the heart and out. Now I wish you to draw attention to the top of your head, to the crown chakra, and intend that it be open, open to divine love and connection. And now we surround this exercise, this time, in complete love and light of the highest nature. So knowing it is safe to open, open to your angels, open to the beautiful masters, any of them that symbolize love and compassion for you, open to peace and love and God and doves and Jesus, opening to your highest self, to your soul that is eternal and connected in the oneness. And now asking that all of this divine knowing and remembering and connection come down to the top of your head, down to your forehead, down, down through your throat as a white, pure light, and then coming into your heart center where it begins to mix with the earth energies, blending together. Good. And again, breathing into the heart and out and in and out. And with each breath, with each heartbeat, this heaven energy, this heaven and earth energy is filling your entire body, you as a child of love and light and God here in this physical form. So you are now being fed and supported by this divine energy and this earth energy as it fills your body and fills your auric being, your auric field. Great. Okay, and from here, I now welcome in to your space all of the beautiful angels and loving guides that work with you. And welcome in now the High Council. I ask that you draw near. I ask Jesus and my angels and guides that I be a clear conduit for this work, for this time together, for your energy, your messages, that I surrender now to being a pure channel for your love. And I ask that it be in the highest good of all, in the highest good of all, each one listening. And in the name of love, as seen in Jesus, as seen in Christ consciousness, in Jesus Christ, and so it is. Dear ones, we are joyful for the love that is possible or is always in the world, but that you may tap into here at Valentine's Day, that you may make Valentine's Day more than a Hallmark celebration, that you would make Valentine's Day and the time leading up to it a symbol of God's love, a time to celebrate love, God's love in all its forms and expressions, in the way that love comes through a child's smile, in a way that love comes through a partner's hug, in the way that love, the love that connects all, God's love, comes through in your cat brushing up alongside you. See the love. We ask at this time that you see even more clearly the love that is always there, the love that you are helping activate as you see it more and more, as you feel it more and more, this love that connects all, and yet that is expressed through that love that you share amongst yourselves with each other. God's love coming through your hands and arms, through your words, through your listening, through your empathy and compassion, through your caring. See how this love can be in all your actions, and how this love goes beyond that romantic relationship. See how you can be a messenger of love in all relationships, even at work, where you may think that that is the last place for love. At least in your current situation, perhaps you have not seen it yet. How can you love at work? How can you love the plants that are around you in the office or in your home? How can you love in your doing of domestic tasks, in the making of lunches for your children? You just let yourself get curious. Let your imagination, let your intuition now guide you on how love can be like a river that is flowing through all aspects of your doingness and your beingness. That it comes from your being love, and then you may express that love, that you indeed are swimming in an ocean of love, and that you can manifest that love into action, into form, into words, and that it begins with you, so that you direct that love, placing your hands on your heart, that you love you. How might you up yourself love here around Valentine's Day? How might you love more your coworkers and at work? How might you express more love in your family and caring for them? How might you express more true unconditional love in your special and romantic relationships? How might you bring more love into your search for a partner? How might you be gentle with yourself? Do you see all the ways in which love are present in your life? So see at Valentine's Day here all the opportunities to see love everywhere, to see it in all the symbols of Valentine's Day, the heart candies, the boxes and heart-shaped everywhere. Love, Cupid's arrow, stuffed animals holding hearts, the colors of Valentine's Day. So as this team for love that you represent, that you are part of, these light workers that are gathered to bring love, let us join with you in expressing even more love and just being a more aware, more conscious, and then let that consciousness raising around the love that connects all, God's unconditional love that you can create over the next week and few days, that it may not end then on Valentine's Day, but that it would be a beginning of a new wave of awareness of this unconditional love that can permeate and come through all your actions. Let it be about love. And so here now, as we end, we wish to guide you into an experience of this love with your hand again on your heart, seeing the image of a red heart in front of you. See it symbolize God's love. Perhaps you have the words on it, God's love. But know that it represents your Creator's love for you. God who is speaking through us to you. God who speaks in your heart. God's love. And bring it near. Let it come into you. Place it into your heart center. Breathe and receive the seed of God's love in your heart, placed in your heart, placed on your heart, placed in your being to know and remember that you are loved and loved. And now let this heart within you begin to expand with each breath. See how this imprint of God's love now expands throughout your body and begins to extend out into your family, into the room, into the world. See it going out into your actions of your day, driving your car, going to the grocery store, going to work, sitting at work, communicating on the phone, welcoming your kids home, spending time with your pets. So just letting this love that is in your heart, see that it, at its core, this God love in your heart, that it is radiating out into the world through you, expanding so that the room you are in is filled in this light and love. Notice its color. What color is it? What do you notice about it? Is it fiery? And letting it expand out of your house or the building you are in. Imagine now, see it now expanding out into your city, your town, to the countryside, into your state or country, province, further out surrounding the earth. See it coming back full circle through the back of your heart chakra, between your shoulder blades. So see that you are a part of this circle of love, this oneness of love, no end, no beginning, God's love. And breathing into your heart, noticing again the heart symbol within you, feeling how the love extends out and comes back in to you. And if you wish, you might even wrap your arms around yourself in a bit of a loving embrace, letting God love you through your own arms, letting Jesus love you, letting the angels love you, letting a loved one who's passed on love me, and letting you love me. And so we are excited and we send you off to be our army of love, increasing the love, the expression of love, the awareness of love on the planet as we prepare and go into Valentine's Day and beyond. And so it is. All right. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this time. Give yourself a minute here. You may need to open your eyes slowly. But that each of you is inspired and fired up in your own way about what is possible over the next week or so and with Valentine's Day and beyond. And I thank you for being vehicles for this love, to wake up this love within you, to see it all around you, to express it in your special and personal relationships and to all. And again, if you are wishing to connect more with me as we head into these next few days or in weeks into Valentine's Day and doing this work of expanding love, remember you can find me on Facebook. There's the Love's Curriculum page. There's the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group. If you search Lightworkers and then the and symbol and then Love Advocates, you can find me on Instagram. I would love to have you join me there, where I continue to share from Love's Curriculum and to join together in bringing this love. And you can search for that as Love's_curriculum. And if you don't have the book yet, you can get it on Amazon for sure. I think it's retail there for around $15.99 US. There's also the Kindle and other ebook versions there and a hardcover. Or if you want your own signed copy, again, you can go to www.lovescurriculum.com/book. And you can find out how to just pay for the shipping and handling. And I would love to sign and personalize a book to you and send it wherever you are in the world. All right. Well, I am so thankful that each one of you is here to be a beacon of love and light in the world. And again, if you're looking for more support, go to the website, check it out. And there is many ways to be involved and to get support and help in knowing that you are love and remembering that you have a divine purpose here and getting the support to move through any fears and doubts. I know those occur as we do this work. And so to get support and to join with others who are also part of this team for love, part of the Love's Curriculum community, and waking the world up to love, igniting love in the world. I am so glad you are here. Thank you for joining me. Much love. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.